Blog Talk Radio.
You don't like it? Keep listening. Yo, it's a Saturday, I'm home, 6:30 chilling, surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling, laying on Blog Talk, see what they feeling, came across the barbershop, stepped into the building, real life sports talk, real entertainment, Mike Knox really keep his ear into the pavement, finger on the pulse of the industry, save it, you don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh, listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you tripping on any day, barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go, give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connection, feel the force. Most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. 2 shows a week with an A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check this.
Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
I was gonna rip his heart out, I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander, he's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston, I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw.
Some people are talented. And some people are gifted. I'm God gifted.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to the best damn show in radio, Hour of Power and Sports. I am your host, Mike Knox. That's right, the CEO. And I call it the CEO. Because the beat holds Marshawn Lynch, but he does the Roman thing. I, too, am hardcore, people. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in, people. And I'll be joined, as always, by my new co-host, Mr. P. Black from the BMO, from the Baltimore City. I don't know what the hell y'all call it. I'm going to call it, go get me a chicken box until he comes and corrects me. But, people, listen, we got a plethora. You know that word. You thought I was going to leave it back in 2013 or 2012 or 2011? No. We're going into our 5th year coming up in May. That word will continue to be here when I have that kind of a show, people. I have a plethora to talk to you about in the next 60 minutes. But as always, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I wear it this way, people. 211 games. That's what they try to suspend Alex Rodriguez for, 211 games. Well, unfortunately for Major League Baseball and the idiots, that one to rip him of that, well, he's only going to get a season. 162-game season, Alex Rodriguez is out for the 2014 year for using PEDs. And all I can say is, he's lucky. That's all he got. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, attention, attention, attention fans of North Carolina Tar Heels basketball. Can we please get a head coach that knows how to recruit? Not only do they go down to the Carrier Dome and our new ACC rivalry, which is the Syracuse Orangemen, they get spanked. I mean, they get spanked like if my kids came out here and walked in my bedroom when me and Mrs. Knox was getting it on. They got spanked, or should I say how she was getting spanked. But they got their tailpipes handed to them, and I'm going to say this once. I said it before. I'm going to continue to say it. I started the hashtag Fire Roy Williams. You want to talk about it? You don't believe what I'm saying? Talk about it. Be about it. 347-637-3859. Also this week, as I wear my heart on my sleeve. Now, I'm not really knocking Kevin Durant. I mean, He scored 48 points in a losing effort against the Utah Jazz this past week. But why he's in my five of my heart on my sleeve is simply because the free throws that he was shooting. Can somebody please? I know KME's on the line. Pete Black is here. You, the listening audience, the million-dollar audience. You are the million-dollar audience as I am the million-dollar host. Explain to me, since when can a fan distract you from shooting free throws? Exactly. They give you thunder sticks, for Christ's sakes. So now all of a sudden, they're making people stop from distracting them playing basketball, and then people wonder why. Mr. Main Event. Praising Mr. Main Event. Wonder why I say today's NBA players are not nowhere near in the caliber of yesteryear's NBA players for moments like that. But I move forward. People, also this week, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, congratulations, people. Can we get a hand? No sound clap here. No sound effects. Just straight out clapping right now for Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame getting it right partially. What did they get right partially? They got it right partially when they inducted Big Hurt himself, Frank Thomas, first ballot Hall of Famer. Then you go ahead and you put in Greg Maddux. Then you put in Tom Glavine. I got to say, Major League Baseball got it right, allegedly. Why is that? Because, listen, you cannot keep Mark McGwire. Oh, let me think about that. Did Mark McGwire get tested for PEDs? Yes, he did. But did Roger Clemens test positive for PEDs? Sammy Sosa? No. Did the home run king himself, Barry Bonds? No. Let me say this. I think they all cheated. I do. However, this is America. Is this not America? Is this not the home of the brave and the land of the free? Is this not the place where if you're a foreigner, you can come here and get $75,000 plus clean credit? Is this not the place that you're innocent until proven guilty? Hell, George Zimmerman's walking the streets. We presume that he was guilty, but he's walking the streets. So how can you not put this guy in the Hall of Fame? That's a travesty, a sham mockery. What makes it worse than a sham mockery is the disrespectfulness that Dan Levitard gave the awards. And I want to give him yet another one, a homemade clap to Dan Levitard for telling the four letter to kiss his ass. I said it. I didn't say it. I didn't say arse. I said ass. Okay? So what that he went out there and he had a bow the way that he did, he put it on Deadspin. Someone needs to wake up Major League Baseball's old ass writers that writing these people is based on whether they like them or they don't like them. If you want to make the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame legitimate, make it legitimate, right? Because we say the Wrestling Hall of Fame doesn't count because it's not a real competition. They determine who wins and who loses. Well, at this point, that's how I feel about the Hall of Fame. Is it real or is it not real? Because what's real is the fact that Barry Bonds, that Roger Clemens have these tremendous numbers and are not in the Hall of Fame. Because why? You presume they are guilty. I just said I think they're guilty too, but let the record show they're not guilty right now. And why are they not in the Hall of Fame where they're two of the best we've ever seen? I don't know why. And then Dan Levitard goes out there to shake them up. You want to make the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame relevant again? You want to see how it counts? Then go off of a criteria. Say the criteria is you got to have X amount of years playing. You have to have done this. Here's the standard bar for pitchers. Here's the standard bar for outfielders and DHs and catchers and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Until then, Major League Baseball, I don't have a vote, but if I did, I would tell you to kiss my ass. As I digress. Also, people, as I move on into this show, because you don't want to just hear from me, you want to hear from my new host, Mr. P. Black, in the house. I want to give shots out, really, if you can, to the NFL playoffs right now. They're tremendous right now as Seattle is kicking at ours, 16-0. See, I went back to ours, right? 16-0 right now. Shout out to them. And also, I have a bone to gripe. I got a bone to pick. Matter of fact, I'm picking my ass and my nose with the NBA. Why am I picking my ass and my nose with the NBA? You say that you want to have a league of images. You want to uphold an image. The NBA says we got to wear suits. You can't come here looking like thugs. You can't do this. You can't do that. But yet, you let these players, and I don't think the players ask for them, the league says, hey, go out there and wear nicknames in the back of your jerseys. So I ask you the question. Is it about King James and the big ticket, or was it about the Miami Heat and the Brooklyn Nets? You tell me. 347-637-3859. And my last one before I shut up, sit back, and let the show continue, I want to give a big shout-out to the national champions, because we do it big when you do it at Florida State, the Florida State Seminoles.
Whitfield's coming out. Great return man. 30, 40, daylight. Green ahead. Got it. Headed for the end zone. Touchdown, Florida State. A 100-yard return. And Auburn is stung by its own medicine.
It's a 6-yard loss.
Mason steps outside. Right breaks the daylight. Still going. End zone. Touchdown, Auburn. Not quite yet out of miracles. No. Throw it. End zone. Jump ball. Touchdown.
He comes off the play fake. Look how high he puts the ball in the air for the 6'5 receiver. That's a mismatch. Chris Davis is a good player. He's 5'11", 200 pounds. They know exactly where this ball's going. Benjamin comes to the inside. The ball is high. He's done that all year. He high points the ball with his soft hands. Perfectly thrown ball by Jameis Winston. And a go-ahead score for the Noles.
Congratulations to Florida State, baby, because we do it big and we do it at Florida State. But people, welcome back to the program. My man, your man, not that way, but if that's the kind of way you are, then more power to you. But we welcome him in, my man, right now, Mr. P. Flag, back to the program. What's going on, P?
What's going on, man? Chilling down here, cooped up in the house. It's raining cats. I don't know what it's doing up there in Delaware, but this rain is no arc down here in Baltimore, man.
It's raining so hard out here, I can't even go get a chicken box. But
oh, okay.
This is your new theme song playing, because you're the man.
Did you see what I posted on Facebook, man? I say that all week long. It's stuck in my head.
When you posted, I said, let me go get that for my new partner in crime right there. You know,
I
I'm
appreciate
a big fan
that,
of his
man.
From, he did the theme song to How to Make It in America, song called Money.
Oh, that's the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. Same guy. So,
okay,
yeah,
but he makes dope music then.
He does, but his name's Aloe.
okay.
I thought
every morning that I wake up, they got that commercial on. That joint is stuck in my head. I just walk around thinking that all day for some reason.
I thought it was Allen, but I want to get into where one of the things I'm talking about right now, and that's this Major League Baseball thing, and the Hall of Fame. You heard my piece. It's bothering me that these good old boy networks can keep guys out. And again, I give them all the applause in the world. They did it right. They did it big when it came to getting in Glavin, Maddox, and Frank Thomas, the big Hurt, because those are three of my favorite baseball players of all time. That's the era baseball grew up in. I'm a Cubs fan, even though I'm a Southsider, but being on the South Side, I watched Frank Thomas play in person, I don't know, 25, 30 times a year at that point as a black kid going to 35th and State Street or off of 35th and State to go see these teams play in the projects, because Comiskey Park, now known as Sillier Field, is literally right in the hood. Okay, so they got it right, but I just can't get over the fact of how rude they have treated Dan Le Batard and his vote, and as well as how you just keep these guys off the ballot, P. Black.
I mean, like you say, he gets a huge round of applause from me because he knew what he was doing the whole time. What he did was admirable. I think it was noble. He said that his reason for turning his ballot over to Deadspin, they had been trying to get a voter's ballot for the longest time. They're a respectable site. They get over 460 million unique visitors. People who love baseball, they're on Deadspin. They put it up on the site where the fans actually got to give their yes or their no as far as the people that they want to see going to the Hall of Fame. And Le Batard used that as his valley. He feels like he's thrown around words like hypocrisy. He feels the same way that you feel towards the guys that are running the show as far as who gets into the Hall of Fame. He feels like there are certain players that are being held at bay, that are being punished unfairly regardless of how you feel about the whole PED thing. There are certain guys that we all know belong in the Hall of Fame that are having these issues getting there based on, like he said, like you said, like plenty of people said, hypocrisy. So he's letting the fans voice their, you know, he let it be known that he turned his ballot over to Deadspin. He wants the people to know that this is how the fans feel. The 10 players who got voted in, the only two names that are really ranking out are Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. He's letting me know you need to let these guys into the Hall of Fame.
But you know what got me also, and I get back to that because we have a, you know, I have a someone I know who works for the four letter who puts a different spin on it by saying it's the whole Deadspin thing. It wasn't that he really said it. It's just Deadspin's like that abyss of media where you don't place anything at. You know what I mean? It's that you might as well just put it on Facebook and say, here, Facebook, go ahead and give me my – that's how they look at it. But I'm not just mad to the fact that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens didn't get in because I didn't expect them to be honest. What I thought was disrespectful was, say, the Jack Morris thing. I grew up not liking Minnesota and Kirby Puckett and all them. They broke my heart too much watching baseball. But I knew that atmosphere that Jack Morris – them. I mean, I remember those years in the late 80s. I'm older, you know what I mean? Jack Morris should be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? How come he's not there? How come Greg Biggio doesn't make this list? One of the best utility baseball players. I don't even want to use the word utility because he's done it all from catching to shortstop to outfield that the game has ever seen. It's a who's who of I like you. It's like when you're in high school all over again. You know, I lived the jock life. You know what I mean? My wife, for better terms and purposes, she's a nerd. So she lived in a different crowd than I lived in. You know, that's just reality. I grew up in an era where, yeah, I may have played basketball and had all the girls, but I ran with a different circle. I ran with the in crowd, so to speak. But you know what that in crowd is today? You know what they're doing? They're either cracked out, pregnant, but you know what I'm saying? So we got to stop letting these popular kids make votes for Major League Baseball. And that's where I want to stand with that. And I just can't get over that. Is there anybody maybe you feel that should have been in there? And anybody – I don't understand that whole getting off the ballot after 15 years thing either. Like, why say he can't be voted in now because it's been 15 years he hasn't been voted in?
Well, that's just a part of the whole fluky process that people are taking issue with. There's a million things. You hear people talk about it all the time. It's not just one thing in particular with the whole substance abuse thing or the time period thing. Like you said, they need some type of criteria to make it official. It's just a messy process altogether that you don't necessarily see with some of the other sports as far as how guys get into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, baseball is such a wide-range thing. It's America's sport. It's been like that for the longest time. They need to honor the guys who play this illustrious sport. They need to honor them appropriately. So maybe they just need a complete overhaul to the process. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm not as big a baseball fan as some other people, but the whole process.
Do you think it's fair that they took Dan Le Batard's vote away?
I don't think it was good because, like I said, I think what he did was a noble thing. I think he was trying to let the people's voice be heard. But because not only did they take his vote away, I don't know if you know this, but they banned him from having credentials to attend the games as a media press guy for a year. So they're punishing him that way. And I just think it's excessive, you know, for a lifetime ban because Dan Le Batard was trying to make a point. You know, he's been talking about how he didn't feel like over the next two decades his vote would matter as much as, you know, he's released a whole press release with his statement and everything, but I think it was excessive. I think they went overboard with it.
Well, and I'm going to leave it off as this. As you can hear the nods playing in the background. I think his own company shot him. But it says, who shot him? Mm-hmm. I think the four letter, I think his peers in the media, Tony Kornheiser and Around the Horn guys and the statement that ESPN put out, okay, I didn't think it was fair because here go a network that is known for making guys who make outlandish statements. Watching Mike and Mike in the Morning, they got on them, but then they also said, who are we? This is what we do. Our job is to say something to get you to comment on. That's their job. That's my job, you know? So for them to have someone who they made famous like three of my favorite idols all came from the four letter and they're all outspoken. Stephen A. Smith has said some off the wall things. Remember Christina Edward, call me that again here. Okay, Christina. And look what happened to Jim Rohn. Okay. Dan Patrick, Treat Overman. These guys are, this is what they do. For them to turn their back on him and say, we don't condone his comments. Wow. I thought that led to the backlash even more of him where he didn't have his own network that supported him. But I want to move on, and I see some callers holding on. I want to get into this NBA thing before I get into the NBA playoffs because it's bothering me. I spoke to my brother-in-law last night. He said, man, it's a marketing thing for people to sell jerseys, what the NBA was doing. I'm going – Well, the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, they all have websites that I could been get anybody I wanted on the back of my jersey, except for Ron Mexico. You know you can't get a Ron Mexico jersey, right? You know the NFL bans that jersey name on the back of a jersey. They will not. You know who Ron Mexico is, right? That was allegedly Michael Vick's alias when he went to New Mexico because he had the herp.
Okay.
Yeah, he had the herp. And, you know, you can't get rid of the herp. No, I'm serious. You can't get rid of the herp. It stays with you forever. But, so you get any jersey you want except for that Ron Mexico jersey. So, well, how do you feel about that, Pete? Because I'm serious. The NBA makes me sick.
Like your stepbrother said, it definitely was a promotional thing. The big game that was the Brooklyn Nets and the Miami Heat, and you got so many between those two teams. You got so many well-known star players in the game. So I think it was just it was a way for them to draw promotion, draw up some attention. Like you, something you mentioned earlier on in the show, that whole era where David Stern made it, where guys had to be dressed up in business attire when they're on the bench because they're injured or when they're coming into the arena.
Still bad.
That whole thing, you know, it was a backlash from the whole Allen Iverson era.
That was a Miles at the Palace. Well, I think, I don't think that was for sure.
I think that played a part in it, too, but...
Okay.
You know, like you said, the whole image thing of the NBA at that time,
right.
The cornrows, the tattoos, the do-rag, the white T-shirt, they wanted to get away from that. So I agree with you a little bit. I do think it's a little bit hypocritical with, you know, nicknames, the way that they dress. I think the NBA kind of flopped back and forth between whether they want to let these young African-American men be themselves or when they want to allow them to bring a little bit of that street swag into the game and when they want to allow them to dress this way, dress that way. It is a little bit hypocritical to me.
And that's the part that gets me, P. It's like, I can't do that, but yet I can put Shuttlesworth on the back of my jersey. And I don't get me
wrong.
As a fan, I get it. It's not one of them things I'm just saying this because, I don't like that. But I am a fan of, you know, I don't like Ohio State. I don't like Michigan. I'm a Notre Dame fan with Florida State. I understand why certain universities never put names on the back of jerseys because it's not supposed to be about the player. It's supposed to be about the university.
Not the team.
So I fully get that. I understand that. But when I look at this, I go, the NBA says we're a franchise. We're about our franchises. Although, unlike most leagues, right, because it's only five guys on the court at a time, the NBA is a star-driven league. If you don't have stars, it can't really maintain. Somebody you can easily probably make an argument case for that in any of the subjects that I'm referring to. But I think it's harder to do that with the NFL because there's 53 men on each team at one team. So when you, I'd like to speak to you, when you grab the NBA players and you separate them this way, I think it took away from what the NBA message was trying to be. You know what I mean? And then I look at the league and I go, you're a long way from the Showtime Lakers, from the Bad Boy Pistons, from the Michael Jordan teams, the Houston Rocket teams. You're a long way from that. Because there's no teams anymore. People can say Michael Jordan this and Michael Jordan that, but the truth of the matter is Michael had a team. He had a Pippen. He had a coach, right? He made stars. Well, unlike the Lakers and them, he had a lesser team. But you get my point. He had, you know, it was about the team with Jordan. It was about the Lakers with Magic. It was about the Celtics and Bird. You look at Miami and you look at someone who has King James in the back of his jersey. This is no shot of LeBron, even though it's going to sound like that, Pete. How much of a king is he if he can't even get his boy to stop to be able to play back-to-back nights on a game that was televised on television that they kind of needed when they lost the day before with him? You know, everybody talks about them being able to turn the switch on and off. I don't see them being that team like the Lakers were and the Bulls were where they can just flip that switch if he's not playing every day.
Well, you know, it is about the team, but like you said, it's the star-driven league. So the stars, people gravitate towards them. Whether right or wrong, it's just the truth of the matter. People gravitate towards the stars these days in the NBA more than they do the team. How many people all of a sudden became Miami Heat fans because LeBron James went to South Beach? You know what I mean? So they followed him down there. They're King James fans, so they'll identify with King James on the back of a jersey before they'll identify with Miami Heat on the back of the jersey. And that's just the truth of the matter.
Then why do you even test for marijuana in the NBA? They know half their brother smoking. Let me stop. Stephen A. told y'all, put down the weed. He told you, put down the weed. Black athletes put down the weed. 347-637-3859. I believe this is KME calling in from California, if I can remember that number correctly. Is this you, Mr. Christopher?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Mr. My Philosophy, are you philosophizing or I can't even think of another big word that go that would upset you about what the NBA did at all? Or how do you feel about that whole thing with the nicknames? Were you mad there was no Black Mamba jersey?
No, I don't care about that stuff. You know, it's all, you know, what they want to do to market. I mean, when you are an athlete, you know what I'm saying, you have to play. You go into the games of baseball, basketball, football, you understanding that you are pretty much owned by, you know, the puppets in corporate, not the puppets, the puppet masters in corporate that control you, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I mean, it's hypocritical, like you said, but it doesn't bother me. I could care less about it.
See, it's just... For me, it's just one of those things where make up your mind, NBA. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. It's not like I think it's a bad thing to do, or it's not an entertaining thing to do. It's just I look at like what Pete said is you the whole Allen Iverson bounce of the palace, the whole image of the NBA as known as really this Negro League. You know, people call it the Negro Basketball Association because that's who's only playing in there now is a bunch of niggers, okay?
Yeah.
This doesn't make them look any better in my light. I'm wondering where the Players Association was to step up and say.
It is what it is. You know, I think, you know, even when David Stern initiated that dress code, you know, he's wanting to, like, it was like, you know, you want to go back to a bygone era. That doesn't exist anymore. The NBA today is a bunch of hip-hopping dudes. They got a bunch of tats and all that nonsense. It's not ever going to go back to the way it was. So you can't really force it to. You know what I'm saying? What's going to have to happen is all that stuff is going to have to not be cool anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a such thing as, like, you can get too edgy to the point where it just doesn't even matter anymore, or it doesn't even make a headline. Like, I remember... I think it was 2002 or 2003, Britney Spears and Madonna kissed each other at the VMA.
Right.
It was a big deal and stuff like that, and everybody's like, oh, headlines all over the place. That happened now, nobody cares, because it's not, that's just like, there's nothing that anybody cares about. The thing with the NBA is like, you know, it's going to get to a point where somebody's going to, you know, the style might shift, it might change, but right now it is what it is. I mean, it's already changed because you got, you know, Dwayne Wade, you know, rocking, you know, the most ridiculous gear I've ever seen.
You talking about that Barbie outfit he wore? Where they made that him, they had the Barbie doll and they had him next to it. And before I get on for the NBA, I wanted to say this. And I hope any woman is out there that's listening, because I know women listen to the program, 347-637-3859. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and anywhere there's a social network, at Mike Knox. And I spell it with three X's because, unlike your boyfriend, I'm hardcore enough not to put my hands on you and have a baby on the side on you. Listen, women, if I was to go out right now on my wife of 15 years and go lay my pipe up in some other woman and have a baby, it is not my wife's fault. That's all I'm saying. Listen, people... I want to move on right now and get into the NFL playoffs right now. Commercials on P Black. What's that score? Did you get the score for me?
Yeah, 8-16. Seattle's still up.
8-16. Which sucks for me right now because the line on this game is 9.5, which was 10. Actually, that's good for me. I picked Seattle to win the game, but New Orleans is going to cover that spread. Okay, I got them covering that spread to win this game. And it's on BDSRnetwork.com/betthatpicks on the NFL page. But this year, I haven't had the greatest year like I had last year, but I am still a 65% winner in my picks. 65% of the time, if I could tell you was going to win money, wouldn't you bet that? Okay, then. So I have New Orleans to cover that 9.5. It's easy to say where the game's going to go now. Seattle has completely dominated this game, but up until the last touchdown and two-point conversion. What are you looking at that on with that score, P-Black? 9.5 they give in Seattle.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a big factor. I don't know if you realize this. Percy Harvin has gone out for the game with a concussion.
Yep. Yes, I know. That's what Percilius Harvin does. That's what I call him. I'm sorry. Percilius Harvin. I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me, Florida. Give me a hug. I love Florida, just not Florida University. That's called, I'm not a Gator fan. I'm sorry. I just don't like the Gators. Let me stop, people. He's getting me in trouble. He's trying to pull me back, P-Black. And in tonight's game, they got New England favored by 8 points at home against Indianapolis. I got Indianapolis to cover that as well. And tomorrow's game, San Francisco's favored by 1. I want Carolina. I'm rooting for Carolina until they beat them. I can't go for that. I got San Francisco to win that game. And then the late game, Denver favored by 9 points over San Diego. That's my lock of the week, people. Listen, I know all the stuff I ripped Peyton Manning from left to right and from side to side, but he's playing San Diego. I know somebody said, well, didn't he lose to San Diego early in the year? Well, I'm going to say this much for you.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Lock. Peyton Manning's not losing to a team twice in the same season. It doesn't really happen. He's too intelligent. He knows how to exactly cut that meat, and he won't lose this game. P-Black, those are my picks right there. I got New Orleans to cover the 9.5. I got Indianapolis to cover the 7.5, and I actually got Indianapolis to win that game outright. I don't think New England has enough on defense to stop Indianapolis. I got the San Francisco 49ers winning. With the one-point favorite, and I got my lock of the week, Denver, Peyton Manning, who always covers, except for in the AFC Championship games and the Super Bowl, to cover beating San Diego. Who you got in those matchups, P-Black?
Well, tonight I'm definitely taking the Seattle Seahawks, and I'm definitely going to take the New England Patriots. It worries me a little bit about Andrew Luck going on the road. This will be his first road playoff game since he's coming to the league. I don't think he'll have the leeway.
Well, it's only his second playoff game. That's not – I mean, his third playoff game. Four. Shoot.
Yeah,
right,
but, you know, first on the road, he's up there in Foxborough going up against the juggernaut that is the New England Patriots. So it's going to be a new thing. And, you know, they had to overcome a 21-point deficit last week squeeze out of that game. They don't have that kind of leeway to play around with Tom Brady tonight. So I'm going to take the Patriots with this game tomorrow night with the 49ers and the Panthers. I'm taking the upset. I feel like every divisional playoff weekend, there's always a huge upset. I'm picking the Panthers to win that game, and I'm taking the Denver Broncos over the Chargers for tomorrow night.
Are you taking these with the points?
Maybe not with the points.
Let me break it down for you now that you joined the network, brother.
Okay.
My son and daughter can pick winners. No offense to those who pick winners and losers. I'm just being honest. My wife picks them all the time. You gotta be able to pick. You gotta be able to know that point spread and see if a team can cover or not. So that's why I re-asked the question to you. You have now joined the Juggernaut, which is my new motto, people. Yes, this is where barbershop talk meets radio. But make sure you come back Monday night at 6:00 p.m. You saw him on Old School Raw. Come listen to him on Perfect Plex Talk Radio, where a fan can be a fan, people. 6:00, Grandmaster 6A of Too Cool, formerly of the WWF, WWE, joins Mike Knox. So, 9 points for Denver. Can Denver cover the 9 points? I got it as a lock. Peyton Manning covers that.
Yeah, but with that particular game, I'll take the points definitely. Like you said, he's not going to drop the ball twice in the same season for the San Diego Chargers. We all know that the Chargers got into the playoffs by the skin of their teeth. It feels like they're heating up at the right time, but the Broncos, they've just been on point all season long. I'll take the points in that game.
And what about the touchdown and a two-point conversion they have the New England Patriots favorite over the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, I'll take that as well. You know, it's the Patriots. They've been waiting for this moment all season long since they dropped the ball last year in the AFC Championship against the Ravens. They're ready to go back out there. Tom Brady, he's been getting it done all season long. obviously with Aaron Hernandez situation, Wes Walker going over to the Broncos, we all knew it was a matter of time before Rob Gronkowski went out with some type of injury. They still found any and every way to get it done, to go into the playoffs this year with one of the top two seeds, with a 12-4 record. They're ready. The Colts, they're still that particular, this particular team, they're still relatively new to this. So, yeah, I'll take the points of the Patriots.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk some more NFL playoffs with you, go deeper into these games, especially the game tonight. As we said, can Andrew, I call him, he's not luck, take on Tom Broadway Brady? And I think it's every New Yorker's job. This is not mine. This is Nietzsche's, okay? Nietzsche this week is Turtle from Entourage. It is every New Yorker's job that if you see Tom Brady, to tell him he sucks balls. Once from me and once from you, y'all. We'll be right back. Listen to my man, the song of the week right here in the Hour of Power and Sports, dedicated to my man, P. Black, because he the man, because he just joined the man. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man. Questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier, standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. And I'm now in face of love. Won't hide my tail or turn.
My man, Aloe Black, I'm the man. Song of the week right here on the Hour and Power and Sports BDHR Network, people. I want you guys to know a little bit about station identification update on some shows for the year right now. It has been reported earlier in the weeks that the new Twist show will no longer be a part of the network. We're still in good contact and good friends with them, but we want to wish them well in all their future endeavors as they are going to launch their own network called Twist Radio. People, make sure you support those guys. There's always room for Jello. I've always said that before. Support those who support you, and you shall also get supported, people. So Mondays, like I said, come back this Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. for an exclusive. This man does not do interviews, people. When I say Christopher, he does not. Brian Christopher does not do interviews. He does not do interviews. I'm going to repeat it again. This is not something you're going to find on YouTube. Well, you will because I will put it on there afterwards. But this ain't one of those kind of guys. I am known for getting groundbreaking interviews on this network, and I will continue that trend starting off the year with Grandmaster Sexay as he comes into the barbershop for the first time. So make sure you guys come here, show him some love like only we can in the barbershop. Remember what happened in the barbershop? Well, it don't always stay in the barbershop, but you can talk about whoever and whatever in the barbershop. That man ain't nobody exempt, including Rosa Parks, okay, in the barbershop. Tuesdays, the Nutrition Show, like I said, is gone. So we'll be running some reruns of some flashback episodes leading up to our fifth-year anniversary here on the network of some of what I got a list out there of the best episodes you guys want to hear. I'm going to play them for you on Tuesdays. Then Wednesdays, the hour Wednesdays, I'm back with Corey G. We are back as two grown men in sports attack deeper issues into sports. Coming back with Corey G on Wednesdays. Thursdays, we got all my football fans out there. If you have your Premier League, your soccer fans, whatever it is you're into soccer-wise, we got a show dedicated just for you. Then Fridays, I think we're going to move. I'm still in talks with them, but I think Smack Talk Center is moving back to Friday nights. And then Saturdays here, the Iron Power Sports will continue. And then Sunday, people have been asking me, hey, Mike Knox, when is Sunday Salvation coming back? Well, people, it's coming back very soon. Sunday Salvation will be here, so you can come here on Sundays. If you can't make it out to church, you don't want to listen to the same old passage you've heard on television week in and week out for all your entire life, come here, get a new look at spirituality. Not a religion-based show. This is not about Baptist. This is not about Catholics. This is not about Protestant. This is about spiritual people knowing that the true word of God is what we go by. And that will be here for you guys on Sundays as well, people. As like I said, we're going into our fifth year here on the network. Just a side note, as I got all deep there for a second, for anybody out there that thinks they're bad playing the Xbox One and you got NBA 2K and you want to go into the park, come look at your boy at THA Space, GAMEV1 is my gamer tag, and my tag team partners, Mr. Main Event and my boy Bluegrass Spy 2. We want any of you sucker ducks to come in the park and try to play us. Check the stats. People lie. Stats don't, people. Welcome back, P-Black. I had to get that out there, man. Talking that Xbox stuff kind of gets my juices flowing a little bit. But I want to dive into a little bit if we can. We've got this time left, but we get back into the NFL playoffs and tonight's game. You know, I'm a huge North Carolina fan, and I got the petition started. I got the – everybody say hashtag Jake in the Rumble. I'm going hashtag fire Roy Williams. Why? He can't recruit, okay? Because the last big recruit he had was Harrison Barnes. It's the last top 50 recruit that he got, okay? And he left after 1 year. He's gone. He has not done anything since then. When Harrison Barnes is here, he put nothing around him. But then another big star he lets come into this university, which puts a black eye on the university in a different light, where P.J. Harrison, he's too busy and concerned with putting on Instagram pictures and driving around with marijuana and cars that aren't his, that belong to felons. Now this idiot then lost his scholarship because he can't play basketball, so he's going to go play in the D-League. Do you think that helps P.J. Harrison in the draft? And do you think guys will shy away from P.J. Harrison in the draft, being that he has these off-the-field problems, a la Johnny Manziel?
Well, your main man, Roy Williams, he's spoken out for P.J. Harrison about how he's basically a good kid who made some bad decisions. One thing I can say
that
in his defense, yeah, you know, and one thing that P.J. Harrison said, he released a statement on Friday that he actually enrolled in some online classes for North Carolina. So even though he won't be attending, you know, physically up there this semester, he's still pushing for with his education. So you can give him a hit nod for that. But as far as what it'll do for him trying to get into the NBA draft, I don't think this kills it for him. You know, people going into the NBA, this isn't a league that turns guys away because they've gotten into a little bit of trouble.
That's true. Look at J.R. Smith.
You know, if that was the case, then half the players wouldn't be in the NBA today. So from a, I don't think it hurts his stock from that standpoint. And now he has the, you know, they watch the D-League. They won't be able to call him up from the D-League this season, but he'll be able to apply for the draft in June. So as long as he does his D-League and he puts it all forward and goes out there and shows that he has skills, I think somebody will still be looking to scoop him up come out of the summer.
Well, I think he has. I think he's definitely skilled. I thought he'd have been the best two guard in basketball this year if he'd have played with them. Unfortunately, he's not. So I know that he's a kid, and I was very critical of Johnny Manziel when Manziel went down. Honestly, see, there's a fine line in saying they're young and they're kids. They have to live the college life. Because you're right. And in retrospect, you're right. They do have to be kids. Kids have to allow themselves to, you know, experience life on their own. You never know life until you actually go out there and experience it. No matter how many times I tell my children what to do, it doesn't matter what I tell them until they go out in the world and actually apply it. You know what I mean? If they don't go out there and apply what the foundations of what I'm trying to teach them, then it's all for naught. So then they're just known as I forget the word my grandmother used to say, but it's always a big saying, are you in the world or are you part of the world? You know what I mean? So I look at PJ Harris and I say, here you are given an opportunity that most kids can't have. You're not at, no offense towards any of these universities that I'm going to name, I'm just naming lesser known universities, okay? No offense to Dell State. No offense to Morgan State. No offense to Wichita State. No offense to these lesser Wilbur State and Lehigh University. He's at the University of North Carolina. He's a Tar Heel. He walks in an arena, and it looks, his practice facility looks better than these people's gyms. Their weight room looks better. I know for a fact their weight room looks better than Dell State's weight room. You are a privileged child to go to the University of North Carolina. How can you smoke, not piss, smoke that away? And I'm not here to criticize someone for smoking the sweet chiba, because Lord knows I've had my fair of dipping in it, okay? But, you know, your college career, your draft status, which means if your draft status falls, your money falls.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see how we can give him a pass for that, P. I just don't.
Well, he's definitely not getting a pass. He suffered some serious consequences. He won't be able, like you said, he was privileged to be in that Tar Heels uniform, and now he's lost that privilege. So not to say that he's paid enough or he's paid everything that he should, but he's definitely seeing the consequences of his actions. So he hasn't gotten a pass, and hopefully he learns from this and will be able to continue to push forward as positive as he can in this type of situation. But and that does hurt us. It doesn't completely deter somebody from picking him up in the draft, but it definitely lowers his stock.
Messes up that money. I got disconnected earlier. KME is back. KME, when you hear about these players that smoke away and piss away and violently away, raping their ways away from their careers, how did that, I mean, because I was athletic, you know what I mean? But I wasn't gifted like that, you know what I mean? How do you feel about these guys who are God-given talent, just they lose their careers because of their idiocy?
Yeah, you know, as long as they don't turn into cautionary tales, I'm okay with them making mistakes and taking their lumps along the way. Sometimes, you know, things happen. Sometimes it takes you a while to understand that certain situations you have to remove yourself out of in order to grow up. Well, you know, you can't have the same friends sometimes when you reach a certain level of success, because, you know, certain people try to bring you down. That's a fact of life. And I think when you're young, it's harder to understand that and grasp that, because, you know, you see a lot of, you know, things on TV and music
videos.
It's
hard to grasp that as an adult sometimes. You're fully right. As an adult sometimes, I look at myself and go,
yeah,
why do I associate with such an individual, or what are they here for in my life? So for that reason alone, you know, it's just that's to be me the best thing you can do. It's hope that you pray for this guy. He learns from his mistakes. I don't want to see him be a Maurice Claret.
Yeah,
remember,
exactly.
Next thing you know, he's either Maurice Claret in it or he's Ray Caruth in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. Yeah, hopefully he learns, because not everything, like hip hop culture kind of teaches us we got to take care of everybody. And, you know, you even watch a show like Entourage where, you know, he's takes his friends from back home and brings them up. You can't do that with everybody. I mean, you know, you can do that with some people. Some people you can associate yourself with when you become successful. But some people, you know, they can't remove themselves from the grimy crap that they do, from the debauchery that they do, and you have to remove yourself from them else, it ends up all bad for you.
What ends up bad is that I hope he gets himself together. I don't want to see him go. I thought he had a promising pro career. Excuse me, I had to put a hole in my mouth. My throat's a little sore. The way I talk sometimes while I'm trying to calm down. I was told that I speak too loud and I scream. And I told that person who says that I speak too loud and I scream, I ask you the question, what do you do for a living? 647-3859. I want to get into these games tonight real fast, but before I go there, I didn't really speak on Black, the Alex Rodriguez 162-game suspension that's going on right there. A little feedback there, Cammy. I had to put you on mute. 162 games, the whole entire 2014 season, down from the 211 games that he was suspended for. What's your stance on the whole Alex Rodriguez thing as I sit back and listen to you warm the ivories, if you will?
Well, with Alex Rodriguez, I think the punishment on him has been, well, it's obviously been harsher. The other guys, what was it, like 10 or 11 guys who were involved in the whole Biogenesis scandal, they only got 50 games apiece. The closest next thing was Ryan Braun getting 65 games apiece. So for Alex Rodriguez, I'm stumbling over words too, right? For Alex Rodriguez to get 211 games initially, and then for even when it gets scaled back, it's still an entire season, 162 games, and that's including any playoff games that the Yankees may wind up in this season. Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, he's been a guy. He hasn't – people – when you rub people the wrong way, which he's tended to do at times throughout his career – that certainly doesn't work in your favor. I think they wanted to make an example of him. He's definitely,
absolutely,
a high-paid player guy in the league right now. He got that $275 million contract a couple of years ago. So with him being such a high-profile, high-paid athlete in the sport, like I said, they just wanted to make an example out of him, and they've definitely done that.
You think it's fair? Do you think it's justified? I mean, I look at A-Rod and I looked at the names where I named as far as Bonds and Clemens, and they've been named in several scandals themselves, but never actually tested positive. This is A-Rod's, I think, his third offense. They got him tested positive for second or third. I don't want nobody to jump down my throat. If you read the manuscript on the show page, I'm not here to quote stats to you, but give you my opinion. I'm not always the statologist. It's why I hint to keep myself a good team around me for those certain facts. I'm here to do what I do best, and that's talk. I think it's his second or third offense. So is it justified, or should he be gone? I look at high profile. I look at the whole steroid era in itself in baseball, and I look at it and I say to myself, I grew up in the whole Mark McGwire, Bass Brother era, right? I was a baseball fan then. And I looked and I said, even as a kid, I thought that whole team cheated, Ricky Henderson included. I thought they all cheated. As a kid, I'm like, wow, these guys are hitting massive home runs. And my life had never been seen before. And you saw baseball going towards that. You cannot, and this is what got me on the Hall of Fame thing, you cannot hold them against the Hall of Fame when it was alleged, right, and I think he was proven innocent, that Vince McMahon did not give steroids to his wrestlers. Buck Selig did not give them the needle, but he knew they were shooting the needle in their ass.
Right, right.
You come out the Hall of Fame. You wanted those numbers to bring baseball back to prominence after the strike-driven season of 94. But yet, here you are today saying, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. But yet, we glorify Rocky Balboa, who's a known HGH user, who said everyone should use it if you're in sports. How do you feel about those things being said?
And like you said, at this point, even the most naive person, you can no longer deny that steroids were a huge part of the culture of Major League Baseball. So it isn't fair to punish A-Rod at this level, and especially with him being 38 years old, by the time he's eligible to play again, he'll be 39. He's dealing with the injuries that he's been dealing with for a little while now. They could possibly have ended his career at this point. You don't know
right. If
he'll be able to bounce back at the point when he's eligible to play again. You don't know where he'll be health-wise. You don't know where the Yankees are going to be. If they'll still. So it's just a messy situation. So they possibly could have, at this point with the suspension, ended A-Rod's career.
Well, before we go ahead into baseball, I mean, get off of baseball, KME, the whole thing here with the PDs and Alex Rodriguez gone for the whole season, and I want you to comment especially on, very quickly if you can, on what I said about Bud Selig allowing this to happen. How do you feel about that comment in which I just made?
I mean, you know, it is what it is. A-Rod, like T-Black said, he's the guy that rubs people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
He's a perfect scapegoat because nobody likes him. People in New York don't even like him.
Yeah, that's a shame. I mean, he's a man who put Frosty Tips in his head. I'm just saying, don't you hang the guy that had, actually, for all the money he got, my friend can have Frosty Tips in his hair all he wants. That's all I'm saying. Let's go, A-Rod. Do what you want to do, buddy. You dated Madonna and other stars. Who cares? Cameron Diaz, when she was hot. Okay, so you can do what you want to do. Tonight's game. Now, we did have our picks out there, P-Back. Now, I'm picking the Colts outright to win this game. Can they win this game outright to you, or do you see the Patriots winning this game outright? Never mind the points at this point. Who you got winning the game?
Yeah, like I said, I'm definitely going with the Patriots. Andrew Luck, he threw four touchdowns last week, I believe it was, but he also threw three interceptions. He can't play those kind of games tonight. He's going up against Tom Brady. He's going up against the brainchild. This is Bill Belichick. He's going to have to bring his A game. And I just don't know if they got what it takes to go into Foxborough tonight and get the W.
Well, I tell you one thing. I'm looking forward to that game. And tomorrow night game, which games are you more interested in looking to see? That the early game where we get San Francisco versus Cam Newton and the mm-hmm. North Carolina Panthers. I don't know why they're not called the North Carolina Panthers, because that's what they play. Okay. Or you're looking for that San Diego Peyton Manning game.
I'm definitely looking forward more so to the Carolina and 49ers game. Like I said, I think it's going to be an upset. I'm picking the Panthers to win. And these are two teams that are tightly contested. The Carolina Panthers, they were number two overall defense. The 49ers were number five overall defense. When they played back in week 10, I believe it was a low-scoring game. 10-9 is going to be some hardcore old-school football. You got Colin Kaepernick and Cam Newton, two young quarterbacks who we're waiting to see what they're going to be in the NFL. They're squaring off against each other. I think that's going to be the better game, the more interesting game, I think.
Seattle just scores to ruin my point spread. So unless New Orleans scores, I can't tell how much time left. I think 2 minutes and something from my angle scores left. I'm not going to win that game, and I lost some more money that my wife don't want to see happen come out the pot. But we're going to get up ready to get up out of here, people. Well, I want to make sure everybody have a good and prosperous day. Pete Black, anything you want to say to somebody before we get up out of here, my man?
Just everybody have a good, safe weekend. Make sure y'all tune into us next week. We'll be here again.
That's how you hear it. That's how you say it, people. We are now and forever will be. I'm going to tell you here now and forevermore. Don't you wake up tomorrow morning and say, I love me some me and don't love God. Y'all crazy. We growing, people. 5 years. You don't like it?
Yo, it's a Saturday, I'm home, 6:30, chilling, surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling, laying on Blog Talk, see what they feeling, came across the barbershop, stepped into the building, real life sports talk, real entertainment, might not really keep his ear into the pavement, finger on the pulse of the industry, save it, you don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you tripping on any day, barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go, give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connections, feel the force. Most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. Two shows a week with an A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check this.
Yo, the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Link to the Conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody vicious. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their cloth.
Some people are talented and some people are gifted. I'm God gifted.